Me to Psalm 25. This is a psalm that has been very helpful to me through over the years. Every time, almost every time now that I really feel my need for guidance, for the Lord's guidance, I go to this psalm, and it has encouraged me. And I want to read through the whole psalm here, and we're not going to cover everything, but consider David's prayer. In this psalm, I want to start though with a quote from Amy Carmichael. Have you ever felt discouraged in prayer because words would not come? Often our Lord Jesus turned Bible words into prayer. The psalm book was the prayer book of the early church. It is ours still. We cannot ever fathom the depths of this book. Is there a need it cannot meet? Is there a dryness it cannot refresh? Many of you probably have found that to be the case. The Book of Psalms is such an incredible gift from the Lord to us to help us pray. And Psalm 25 is one of these psalms that has several themes all the way through it that help us in time of trouble to pray. Before we go further, pray with me. Lord, we all are here together, wanting to hear from you, wanting our hearts to be stirred up to pray. So, Lord, please fulfill this desire. Please speak to us. Help us to be ready to listen and to respond in whatever way you pull our hearts to respond. Take us now, Lord. We lift up our souls to you. Please lead us now by your Spirit. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 25, Psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed. For I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. This is the word of the Lord. There's a lot going on in David's life in this psalm. Maybe the best description of his troubles is verse 17, "The troubles of my heart have enlarged." He has many troubles. His enemies are threatening him. They are coming at him with violent hatred. Secondly, he's lonely in his affliction. The pain of having no companion to sympathize with him, to share his burden. And third, he's struggling with great guilt over past sin. He mentions verse 7, verse 11, verse 18. He has these sins from his youth that he's now feeling the guilt of this great sin and asking God to deal with this. His conscience is bothered. And then, probably most dominant of all, he feels directionless. He has all these paths before him. He doesn't know which one to take. Where should I go? I'm confused. And so, feeling threatened, he goes to the Lord. He's calling on the Lord to deliver him and protect him. We see this again in verse 19 and 20. "Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me." He needs the Lord's deliverance. And how often we need the Lord to deliver us as well from the enemies that threaten us, from our own sinful desires, to this world, to the roaring lion who's seeking to devour us. We need the Lord as our rescuer. And when he's feeling lonely, he turns to the Lord. He needs the Lord's companionship. Verse 14, "The secret counsel of the Lord is with those who fear him. He will show them his covenant." The Lord entered into covenant with David. He had this relationship with the Lord. And so, though there wasn't anyone around him who could understand what David was going through, David knew the Lord was there and did understand. And we can run to the Lord no matter how lonely we feel. In his guilt, where does he go? He runs to the Lord. He needed the Lord to forgive him, to give him the clean, clear conscience. In verse 11, "For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great." He needed the Lord's pardon. Great. Maybe this is even referring to his sin with Bathsheba. David's writing the psalm probably as an older man because he says, "Don't remember the sins of my youth." He needed the Lord's help in his old age too. Young, middle age, old, we always need to bring all of our troubles to the Lord. And last, his feeling of directionlessness. He's coming to the Lord and asking for guidance. And we see this verse 4 and 5, this clear prayer for the Lord to lead him. And then verse 8 through 10, just a beautiful section of how the Lord is good and upright, how he does instruct sinners. That's all of us. He teaches us in the way that we should go. As long as the sinners are humble, meek, bowed down and low, those are the ones he guides. And he gives us a promise, like verse 10, the Romans 8:28 of the Psalter. All the paths of the Lord are mercy, are his chesed, his steadfast, loyal love and truth to such as keep his covenant and testimonies. All the paths the Lord is leading, even in the midst of very difficult circumstances for David. And I just want to finish by looking at verse 22, but almost seems like it doesn't even fit the last verse here. He's talking about all of his troubles, and then he ends, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles." David moves from pleading with God for himself and all his own troubles to praying for the people of God who experienced similar troubles. David laid out everything to the Lord. He went over everything he struggled with. He's praying about it. But then he moves on now. And sometimes, especially when we suffer, we can get narrow and constricted in our prayer focus. We ought to pray about everything in our lives, but there's a point where we must look up and look out from ourselves to the needs of the people of God around us. And have not we all experienced this? You who know the Lord and have prayed, that the joy that comes when we break out of our little box of what's going on in our lives, and we break out of these concerns, begin praying for the people around us, and been praying with faith, knowing that beyond them there's these answers that are coming. God's going to answer these prayers for these others. We need the Lord's rebuke sometimes, like he did to the disciples in John 4. They were worried about what they're going to eat for lunch and making sure Jesus got food. And Jesus said, "Stop looking at food and thinking about food. Look to your eyes to the harvest. It's white. Look at the big plan of the Father to bring in these Samaritans into the kingdom." And we also need a rebuke from Elisha too, his servant. You remember his servant was so worried about that Syrian army and all those horses and chariots, and kept saying, "Alas, my master, what shall we do? Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And Elisha prays, "Lord, open his eyes." And when his eyes are opened, oh, he realizes this isn't a problem at all. The Lord is there with his presence, with his power, with his protection. He's there with his provision. He's there with his plan to carry out his kingdom. And so may the Lord help us to pray, yes, pray for all of our trials and troubles we face and bring them to the Lord, and then break out of those and pray for the people of God and for the troubles that God's church is dealing with, and pray with faith that God's plan is going to go forward, that Christ is going to bring his body all together. He's going to purify his people, and he's going to deliver them out of all their troubles. And we all will be gathered into his presence. And so we pray with that certainty and that hope. Amen.